from wherever you'd gone. Everyone's been in to see you.
She said like you'd dragged the monster into like the next world, said Lucy Warbeck, her eyes gleaming. Mistress Weatherwax told everyone all about it.
Well, it wasn't quite, Tiffany began. She felt something prod her in the back. She reached behind her, and her hand came out holding a pointy hat. It was almost grey with age and quite battered. Zack wouldn't have dared try to sell something like this, but the other girls stared at it like starving dogs watching a butcher's hand.
Mistress Weatherwax gave you her hat, breathed Petulia. Her actual hat.
She said you were a born witch and no witch should be without a hat, said Dibbity Hubbub, watching.
That's nice, said Tiffany. She was used to second-hand clothes.
It's only an old hat, said Anagramma.
Tiffany looked up at the tall girl and let herself smile slowly.
Anagramma, she said, raising her hand with the fingers open.
Anagramma backed away.
Oh, no, she said. Don't you do that. Don't you do that. Someone stop her doing that.
Do you want a balloon, Anagramma, said Tiffany, sliding off the table.
No, please.
Anagramma took another step back, holding her arms in front of her face and fell over a bench. Tiffany picked her up and patted her cheerfully on the cheek.
Then I shan't buy you one, she said. But please learn what literally really means, will you?
Anagramma smiled in a frozen kind of way.
Yes, she managed.
Good. And then we will be friends. She left the girl standing there and went back to pick up the hat.
You're probably still a bit woozy, said Petulia. You probably don't understand.
I wasn't actually frightened, you know, said Anagramma. It was all for fun, of course.
No one paid any attention.
Understand what? Said Tiffany.
It's her actual hat, the girls chorused.
It's like, if that hat could talk, what stories it would have to, you know, tell, said Lucy Warbeck.
It was just a joke, said Anagramma to anyone who was listening.
Tiffany looked at the hat. It was very battered and not extremely clean. If that hat could talk, it would probably mutter.
Where's Granny Weatherwax now, she said.
There was a gasp from the girls. This was nearly as impressive as the hat.
She doesn't mind you calling her that, said Petulia.
She invited me to, said Tiffany.
Only we heard you had to have known her for like 100 years before she let you call her that, said Lucy Warbeck.
Tiffany shrugged.
Well, anyway, she said.
Do you know where she is?
Having tea with the other old witches and yakking on about chutney and how witches today aren't what they were when she was a girl, said Lulu Darling.
What? Said Tiffany.
Just having tea?
The young witches looked at one another in puzzlement.
There is buns, too, said Petulia, if that's important.
But she opened the door for me. The door into... out of the desert.
You can't just sit down after that and have buns.
The ones I saw had icing on them, Petulia ventured nervously. They weren't just homemade.
Look, said Lucy Warbeck. We didn't really, you know, see anything. You were just standing there with this, like, glow around you, and we couldn't get in, and then Mistress Weatherwax walked up and stepped right in, and you both, you know, stood there. And then the glow went zip and vanished, and you like, fell over.
What Lucy is failing to say very accurately, said Anagramma, is that we didn't actually see you go anywhere. I'm telling you this as a friend, of course. There was just this glow, which could have been anything.
Anagramma was going to be a good witch, Tiffany considered. She could tell herself stories that she literally believed, and she could bounce back like a ball.
Don't forget, I saw the horse, said Harrietta Bilk.
Anagramma rolled her eyes.
Oh, yes, Harrietta thinks she saw some kind of a horse in the sky. Except it didn't look like a horse, she says. She says it looked like a horse would look if you took the actual horse away and just left the horsiness. Right, Harrietta?
I didn't say that, snapped Harrietta.
Well, pardon me, that's what it sounded like.
And some people said they saw a white horse grazing in the next field, too, said Petulia.
And a lot of the older witches said they felt a tremendous amount of...
Yes, some people thought they saw a horse in the field, but it isn't there any more, said Anagramma in the sing-song voice she used when she thought it was all stupid. That must be very rare in the country, seeing horses in fields. Anyway, if there really was a white horse, it was grey.
Tiffany sat on the edge of the table, staring at her knees. Anger at Anagramma had jolted her to life, but now the tiredness was creeping back.
I suppose none of you saw a little blue man about 6 inches high with red hair, she said quietly.
Anyone?
Said Anagramma with malicious cheerfulness. There was a general mumbling of no.
Sorry, Tiffany, said Lucy.
"Don't worry," said Anagramma. "He probably just..."